It's got a death curse.
Soon, all of you will be like me.
And then who will lock you up in the sewer?
Just like having a wart removed.
What's the boogeyman?
As a matter of fact, it was.
If anybody's doing any drilling or blasting or anything like that?
Around here? No, ma'am.
Well, I've been getting some really strange readings.
But they don't make movies like this anymore.
No, all practical effects.
But that even that aside, just totally, they don't make these things anymore.
Ah, Jesus! What the hell's going on? I mean, what the hell is going on?
There's not 2 minutes where I'm bored.
No,
it's about a,
absolutely,
it's about a 100-minute
yeah,
long
agree.
Movie.
Yeah.
I am never bored. There's always something going on.
I agree.
You know?
100%. Yeah.
Look, we arm ourselves, we set perimeters, we stand guard. Any of those snake things show up here, we make them extinct.
All right.
You've got people doing everything they can to survive and being as clever as they can. Like, there's no idiots in this. Everyone's trying to figure it out.
There's a couple of scenes that had me like, oh my god, like I was like,
Bert, they're under the ground, they're under the ground. They can dig like a son of a bitch, big monsters, underground, now get out, hurry.
And you know it smells. It's stinky. So if you get killed by these things, it's stinky death. Stinky.
They can feel our vibrations, but they can't find us.
Looks to me like they're coming up with a plan.
Vibrations, any seismic activity, and you're finished.
Yeah. What the hell are you doing? I got a goddamn plan.
It actually,
is it fucking Tremors?
It is Tremors.
God damn it.
Come on, man.
Fuck off.
Let me.
Why?
This is not a good film.
Come on. Yes, it is.
Can I tee it up for you?
Yeah! Can you fly, you sucker? Can you
Hello, my friends. This is Cash Wampum back with another Horror 101 podcast. This is episode 122. Longtime listeners of this show should know that the world-famous Brian Stewart is a huge fan of the film we're going to be covering. Back in 2013, when we did our top 20 list, this was one of his top 5 picks. With the recent passing of Fred Ward, it seemed a perfect time to throw the spotlight on this 1990s creature feature. As you just heard, nefarious Paul B. was not so thrilled about the idea. Cult Sensation was not available for this recording. We will only be 4 strong as we give the Horror 101 treatment to Ron Underwood's Tremors. And if you don't like this show, please let Nude know about it because she gave this the green light. This is not, repeat, not a world famous request filler.
Motion detected at the front door.
How's my favorite bald fucker tonight?
Good, how are you, sir?
Word! Nice shirt, love it. Part 7, all the way.
Yes, sir.
About ready to bury that axe right into that fucking bitch. What was it? Melissa. Put that axe right between her eyes and then threw her behind the TV.
Yes.
Like trash. Like the fucking trash
she was.
Oh, yeah.
Your lady fair.
Actually, she's going to be sitting where Nick usually sits because Nick's not going to be here because...
He's a bitch.
He's got birthdays. And now to the Paul B doesn't know what we're doing, does he?
Oh,
don't say anything.
What?
Paul B doesn't know what we're doing.
Oh, I had a feeling we were doing the next subspecies because Nick isn't here.
I didn't pick this movie, just for the record.
So I know it, now. I do know what it's going to be.
It's going to be, because Fred Ward dies, it's going to be a Fred Ward film. It's Tremors, isn't it?
Oh, Paul B. What did you say? What did you just do?
I said nothing. I didn't pick tonight's movie. Helen did.
What did you just do?
I did, actually.
Is it fucking Tremors?
It is Tremors.
God damn it.
Come on, man.
Fuck off. Let me. Why? This is not a good film.
Yes, it is.
Can I tee it up for you? Let me tee it up for you. Let me tell you how
I know how it did. Fred Ward died, and this guy got a fucking chubby because, I can finally have my one movie that I've been fucking blowing for the last 25 years.
I swear to Christ right now. I swear to Christ, Nude and I made
the
decision.
You're an atheist, so.
I swear to whatever you think that I hold dear, that Nude and I made this decision.
I am not an atheist, so.
Before Brian Stewart was even consulted or talked to about it, we made this decision. Let me explain how this happened.
Set the stage. He's going to set the stage.
Okay, last weekend, for 4 days, the Meenans came by. Well,
friends from up
six of them came by, yeah. Anyway. So, what was it? Sunday morning, I woke up, and Desi just happened to, he was on his phone going, oh, Fred Ward, he's like, did Fred Ward die? I'm like, I haven't heard about that. So, he's like, yeah, May 8th. Or something like that. May 8th, he passed away. So I looked, and sure enough, Fred Ward had been dead for a week, and I felt like such a fucking heel. I didn't even know about it. I didn't hear about it at all. Usually somebody, like, I mean, he's not huge, but he's still Fred Ward.
He's a character actor, yeah.
He's in a lot of things.
Nobody on Twitter or Facebook had made any kind of mention of it. I felt like it's such a fucking heel. And then immediately I'm like, oh, he was Remo Williams, right?
Yes.
So they went to church. And I put the Plex on.
Yeah, but a minute ago, you're like, I'm not an atheist. By the way, I didn't go to church.
She didn't go to church. Yeah. So I'm like, I put on Remo Williams. I'm like, I'll watch a bit of this. And it's like just over 2 hours. And we watched, Helen and I sat and watched the whole fucking thing. Okay. You know, is it a fantastic film? No.
Was it
interesting watching, like, all the stunts in that film are absolutely incredible. All the Statue of Liberty and the Wonder Wheel shit.
Yeah. Him holding on to
the side of the bridge.
Yeah. And Newton and I both had a great time reminiscing and watching this film from 1985. You know, it didn't do so well because it was up against, like, Rambo 2 and Commando, which were hard R, action, violent.
And also had huge Schwarzenegger, Stallone, big actors.
Exactly. Yep. And this was more of a light PG-13 action. It fell by the wayside. Yep. And I told Newt, I'm like, you know what? Once Brian Stewart figures this out, he's going to be angling for Tremors. I told Newt, I'm like, once he figures out that Fred Ward's dead, he's going to be like, oh, so we're going to do Tremors now. And Newt kind of smiled. And I'm like, it wouldn't be a bad pick, but, you know, I got to make sure that Brian Stewart knows that he's not getting this film because he wants it.
No.
Okay?
Bullshit!
We got to continue the story.
I asked Newt, I'm like, if we did Tremors, do you like the idea? And what did you say?
And I said yes. And I said, one, because obviously Fred Ward, but I'm a huge Kevin Bacon fan.
Fair enough.
So I said I would do it just because I remember, and I've watched, and I like Tremors. And I don't think it's the best movie ever. I don't think it is.
Let's give her scores now.
But I think it's a fun movie, and I enjoy it. Like, I enjoy the Asian.
Victor Wong!
Victor Wong.
From Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah, I enjoy Victor Wong. Obviously, she's fine.
Michael Gross!
You know, the supporting characters are good as well. Fred Ward, like I said, Fred Ward and Kevin Bacon, like I said, I like them. I'm more so for Kevin Bacon. And I think because we tend to, because we did William Hurt, Altered States.
Yeah.
So I thought, let's do it this way. So it was my idea.
Well, no. If Helen would have said nah or no, if she'd have been like no, we would not be doing Tremors tonight. It's Helen's fault.
Yeah, you can blame me.
I'm not gonna blame you.
Thanking you.
I'm not gonna blame you because I know that fucker right there. Every time we talk about anything, it's just like a dog with a fucking bone.
You are correct.
But I was the same way with Dog Soldiers, and we enjoyed that.
In terms of, like, I love cheesy horror films. Mm-hmm. I'm not as bad as Horky with that shit, but I do, and I love monster films. Mm-hmm. Where do you rank this as a monster? Yes.
No. I would think more sci-fi type.
Tremors.
I don't think it's a monster film.
It's Jaws under the sand.
Well, okay. Shit. It's a very gray area. I don't think.
How could it be gray?
I'd say it's a monster film.
It's more sci-fi monster.
See, in my opinion, this is the lesser of the two that came out that fucking year.
What?
Which one came out?
What was the other one?
Arachnophobia. 1990.
Don't ask me to choose. Arachnophobia was more comedy than horror, though.
The fuck?
No, it's the same.
It was a thrill-omedy.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it said on the poster. It was a thrill-omedy.
Arachnophobia and Tremors, I think, have the same type of comedic entertainment, in my opinion.
Arachnophobia for me is more of a horror film because I have arachnophobia. Yeah, I do not like those.
So the dude getting his toe bitten off by the fucking spider, I'm sure you fucking love that shit.
Well, I mean, he had his foot in there. You know, no, the scene that does it for me is when he's in his house and they all start coming down.
Look at Helen. Helen just fucking wins.
They all start coming down on their
webs.
The
corner where they're crawling out of his mouth.
Oh, when they go to check on him and it comes out of his mouth.
Helen's wincing and it's just words. There's not even a screen.
But I continue to watch this fucking
movie. They're in the popcorn,
every
Helen.
Every time I watch this movie.
Oh, by a vowel. It's in the popcorn.
You'll never eat popcorn again.
Yeah, but I would put them side by side. I would think it's just as good. I don't think I would think one is better than the other, but I think they're along the same lines. In my opinion, Tremors and Arachnophobia are the same.
So let's watch this movie and discuss.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. If we must.
And I'm hoping that Paul B. has better recollection.
Change your heart.
Yes.
So I heard you ask the question, but I didn't hear the response. When was the last time you saw this?
Probably 20 years ago.
And to be honest, it's probably that long for me as well.
Perfection. A scorched outpost in the middle of nowhere.
You know how close I am to leaving this place right now? How close?
Maybe that's why Val and Earl decided to leave town.
Oh! Whoa, 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 whoa!
Hey! Edgar Deans.
They just picked the wrong day to do it.
Jeez. You guys better get the hell out of here. There's a killer on the loose.
Who could be doing it?
Is that a snake?
I'll give you boys $5 for this. 20.
That's how they get you. They're under the ground.
Those things. How could they eat a whole station wagon?
But where do they come from?
I vote for outer space. No way these are local boys.
You see, they're headed right for us.
No Richter scale can measure it.
They're coming!
No scientist can explain it.
Bert, they're under the ground!
You didn't get penetration even with the alpha gun.
Run, run!
And no one knows what to call it.
Megaworms or suckers or suckoids.
Now this valley is just one long smorgasbord.
Now it's up to Val and Earl to save the world.
That's one big mother.
Who died and made you Einstein?
And they know just what to do. Flip for it.
Damn.
Kevin Bacon. Fred Ward. Tremors.
So what's on the agenda for today?
It's garbage day.
Oh, man. Already? Hey, what's Nestor paying us?
$50. And that's $47 more than we got.
Bert and Heather's place is closer. Let's do their linoleum today and do the garbage tomorrow.
Nestor's not home tomorrow. Now look, we don't dig today, we don't get paid today. Now damn it, Valentine, you never plan ahead. You never take the long view. I mean, here it is Monday, and I'm already thinking of Wednesday. It is Monday, right?
And you know what? Watching this soon after Fred Ward passed away, I like him as an actor. I wish he was in more shit. Yeah. And the chemistry between him and Kevin Bacon was perfect.
They're great.
It's such a weird combination, but they were. You know, like, I can buy that they've been, like, friends for years, even though there's, like, about 15 years between them.
Like, early on, when he's looking for his smokes and a lighter, and he's got the lighter, you can tell that's a running joke. They've done that before, and it's like, yes, you have the lighter.
Well, the way they play Rock, Scissors, Paper.
Yeah, or even the way he just put on his hat. He grabbed his hat the way he threw his hat on. I'm like, he's worn that hat for 40 years, I swear to God.
Hi, I'm Rhonda, Rhonda LeBeck. I'm up here for the semester.
Yeah, geography.
Geology.
Yeah, well, actually, seismology. Earthquakes. And you two must be Val and Earl. I've heard all about you.
We deny everything.
Hey, listen, I've got a question for you. Do you know if anybody's doing any drilling or blasting or anything like that?
Around here? No, ma'am.
Well, I've been getting some really strange readings. I mean, the school's had these machines up here for 3 years, and we've never recorded anything like this.
Well, we'll ask around, you know, see if anyone's heard anything.
Thanks. God, I hope they're not broken. I might have to bag the whole semester. Anyway, sorry to bother you.
No problem. Nice meeting you. Hope you get it all sorted out.
I like Town of Perfection.
I forgot that was the name. I didn't even...
That was one of the questions when we were at the Villains Halloween Trivia Night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they had all the different towns. You named the horror film to match the town.
Oh.
And, yeah, we knew this one.
Population 14.
You probably knew it, and we didn't.
Yep, but we got it.
We did it! We did it! We faced temptation and did not bend! Goddamn, praise the Lord!
Now there is nothing, and I mean nothing, between us and Bixby, but nothing.
Yeah!
Hey, look at that guy.
Oh, it's one job I'd never do, working around electricity.
Hey, hold up. That's Edgar Deans.
Come on.
No, he only wears that one damn jacket. That's him, I'm telling you.
Man, oh man, you must have been drunk this time.
Edgar, get your butt down from there!
Another thing watching this film, and I had forgotten a lot of the I had forgotten about the guy up in the tower that had stayed up there so long that he died of malnutrition or
dehydration.
It's like he stayed up there until he was dehydrated. Yeah, because he knew that things weren't going away.
Died of dehydration.
Thirst.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. That takes a couple of days, doesn't it?
Maybe even 3 or 4.
You mean he sat up there 3 or 4 days? He sat up there and just died of thirst?
Like, the timing for this, like, how many horror films have we watched where we complain about pacing issues? This is not that movie.
No.
This gets it right. They give you about 5 to 10 pages of script to establish characters so we get to know them, so we like them, and then careful introduction of the creature. People in town are talking about missing cattle and strange things. Discovery of the poor town drunk who's up on the hydropole. Radio pole. That's great. Just went up there to die dehydrated.
You reckon he hated perfection more than us? You suppose he wanted to kill himself?
Come on, somebody must have chased him up there.
What, you mean someone ain't scared of a Winchester rifle? Then what'd they do? Camp out down below and just wait for him to die? What the hell?
I like they find his hat, they lift the hat, and it's just his face coming out of the ground. So they just left his face sitting there.
Stupid, because the thing would have eaten the whole fucking everything.
Might have been part of him. We don't know.
Ah, Jesus!
What the hell's going on? I mean, what the hell is going on?
What? A murderer, man, a real psycho. He's cutting people's heads off. I'm not kidding.
They're pulling our chain.
Yeah, there's a lot. Like I say, what I like too is that how early on they make us aware and paranoid of sound before the characters realize, right? So there's little hints that we should be paying attention. And the sound work in this film is second to none. Because even before the characters know what the deal is with these creatures, early on, there's no soundtrack. They pull the sound away, and you hear all the little things, like kicking over a bucket or walking down a plank and hearing the wood creak and bang on the ground, right?
Yeah.
Like, you hear the pogo stick. You hear the jackhammer. You hear all these things without a soundtrack so that we're aware of the sound being important.
Anything audible is danger.
Right? And the whole movie sets it up before we know it. But it's making us aware. It's just making us a little paranoid, right? So it works. It's good.
The jackhammer, because you're thinking, oh, that guy's dead, and then he burrows into it, and all that gore comes flying out.
The bubbling groove.
And then it goes flying down the road. The whole jackhammer goes flying down the road through the cement. They destroy the only road out of town. Like, there's one road out of that fucking town.
Well, it's a small valley with no budget.
And there's a cliff on the other side of it, so it makes sense, right? If there's a cliff on one side of it, then there's only one way out.
How much taxation do you get for roads with 14 people? I mean, you know, I'm surprised there was road construction going on at all.
Just keep looking at that beautiful sky. That's the sky that's going to be over our roof every night when we're done.
What if we don't finish the roof? Then we can look at the sky all the time. Oh, that damn thing. Oh.
Bit of a, with the doctor and his wife there, got to pick up on the thing reference. It's so good. It's like the generator.
Oh, yeah. Where's the generator? It's gone. I was just waiting for him to go, it's gone, MacReady. Can we fix it? It's gone.
What is that stink? Wait, did you hear that?
Come on. Come on, let's just go. Let's go back to town or something. Please, Jim!
Maybe it's a geological thing or something, like natural gas or a geyser. They stink like that.
I've ever seen is the doctor scene as well.
Fuck you!
I know.
I got it first! Yeah. Fuck you! Oh,
good. I mean, how do you not love that moment?
It really, it's so good. It really sets the tone for the urgency of the
This is it, because up until then, everything is curious or interesting, but after that, now the threat is always there. Now it's terrifying. Every moment is now more suspenseful because we have that moment, right? We see how terrifying it is. What everyone in that town has to look forward to in the coming hours.
Couple of scenes that had me like, oh my god, like I was like,
oh, that poor old guy, did he fucking suffer? You can actually tell the moment it really does bite into him. There's a moment when it's pulling him down, and then when it bites in, there's a whole other level of pain. Like, first it's just fear and panic, but you can tell when he starts physically feeling it, like when it starts to eat him, and then it's like, oh my god, he's trying. Oh, that poor wife.
The moral of the story, when your wife says, let's go, you go.
Yeah, you don't grab a flashlight going, wait a minute, let's investigate this horrible situation. Like, no, why don't we get in the car and leave? No, wait, I got this flashlight.
It's the Eddie Murphy joke every time. Tip the fuck out.
When the graboid is pulling the car under and you see the glass and the car breaking and the dirt filling in, that's when you know that's it.
And I like nefarious Paul V, like during the movie, was like, just get the fuck out of the car, woman, just get out of the car.
At that point the door was under the ground, she couldn't get it open. But, and even though the closing shot of that is so good, the pullback, right? Like, to show just how small they are. Like, they've almost been swallowed by the environment. Because there's two just tiny people in a large, unforgiving landscape. And you got both the headlights. One blinks out, then the other, right? That's them. That's them in the microcosm, right? The two lights, and one, then none. They're gone. Swallowed up. And just nothing but darkness. It's so perfect. I mean, that whole sequence from beginning to end is a short film, like... It's a lesson in how to do like a short horror film, right?
Is this slow death?
It's no longer
from below
interesting or theoretical or mysterious or fascinating. Now it's just fucking serious. So from that point on, the movie becomes more tension filled. Every scene has tension now because of that payoff.
You're up against something deadly, and it means business.
I mean, god damn! What the hell are those things? How could they bury a whole station wagon?
Why would they do it?
Come on, get!
I knew it! Walter wouldn't know
saw a decent horse and came up and bit him in the ass.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. They got wind of something they don't like.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
I don't see anything anywhere.
I like how they introduce the creature as just the graboids, right? It's just these little snake things that come out and fucking grab you and pull you under, and you're like, oh, well, this is... Because one gets snagged on their truck, they bring it back, and they're like, oh, it's like a giant snake or some shit. And then it evolves, it's, no, those snakes are just appendages of a huge fucking beast that's out there burrowing under the sand trying to get your ass.
Head to tail, that's how you tell how big the shark is?
Yeah.
20
footer.
That's a
20
footer.
25. Must be a million of them.
Nope, just one.
You know, and I forgot. I mean, it's been a while since I've seen this movie.
It's effective. You root for these people.
Yeah.
I mean, I get swept up. You know what? We're cheering when something great happens, right? We want them to succeed.
Look!
Stupid son of a bitch. Knocked itself cold. Called my ass. He's dead. Well, he killed him. We killed it. Fuck you!
Hey, guys. What's going on?
A lot of thought into this creature. That the smell comes from the excretions. The excretions are what break down the soil so they can move through the loose soil. It all kind of makes sense, just enough that we buy it, that they put a little thought into it.
Did they talk about the feelers.
I think Brian's...
No, this is from the special edition Blu-ray.
Oh, for fuck's sake, go fuck yourself. Right. Royally go fuck yourself.
Because they did mention the little spikes that were on the exit.
And that oozes... what loosens up the soil.
Okay, alright. And that's why it can travel, it can burrow so...
Go find one of those cacti in the movie and royally fuck yourself.
I appreciate... You know what? You and I have seen enough movies where they don't put any thought into it. We can tell when they're half-assing it.
Over this shit!
Jesus Christ! Smell like that because it's dead?
I don't see any eyes. Must be totally subterranean. And those tentacles.
Yeah. You know, I think they shoot right out of its mouth. And they hook you. And they pull you right in. Good thing we stopped before it killed anybody else.
Look, this is important, you know. This is like... well, let's just say it. This is probably the biggest zoological discovery of the century.
But I gotta say, I love it when... I see signs of thought, that they actually put some effort into it. Just a little.
She did make a point that those things help it move quickly and through gravity.
Because they all move at the same time.
Exactly. But the other part, the special edition, you keep that to yourself. Yes. Right?
But it does make sense.
Okay, and that's
sure
fine.
Sure does.
I'll tell you one damn thing. Old Chang don't get his slick mitts on this for no measly $15.
Hey, shut up! The way I figure it, there's three more of these things.
What? Three more?
I've got seismographs all over this valley. Now, if you compare the different readings, here's one at 2 o'clock yesterday. But here's one 3 miles away at the exact same time. Now, that's two. But here...
Yeah, we'll take your word for it.
Yeah, where's your truck?
Just beyond that hill.
You know, okay, we're dealing with a fictional fucking thing that that can burrow through the ground faster than you can run. Obviously, it's fiction. But nothing that the fictional creatures do or the characters they're in seems... oh, that would never happen kind of deal. But you know, like, it's everything seems plausible, which I appreciate in fiction. I appreciate plausible fiction.
Yeah.
Because then I'm not out of it. We don't know what's in the Mariana Trench. You know, there's still things on this planet that we have yet to discover. Could something like this be somewhere on the planet? It's possible.
One of them comes near me and I'll just hit him with a 5-pound pickaxe.
No, you don't understand, Nestor. They come up from underneath the ground and they grab you.
They sense the slightest vibration through the ground, even footsteps. That That's how they hunt.
Hey, so like we don't vibrate, right? Maybe they won't even come to here. Maybe they'll leave us alone.
That's another thing that we have to mention. This movie has fucking budget cast. It's got budget D. Wallace. It's got budget fucking RoboCop.
I call it budget D. Wallace.
I'm like, what is that? Peter Weller? No, it's budget Peter Weller, man. It's budget D. Wallace. And even the old guy with the sheep, you were like, that looks like Kane from Poltergeist 2.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
No. Yes.
No.
Budget Angus Scrimp get eaten.
No, it's
budget Angus Scrimp. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, wake up! Now look! You see, they're headed right for us. Look, they trapped Edgar here, grabbed old Fred right here, nailed those two poor suckers on the road, and the doctor's place is right here. Now, this valley is just one long smorgasbord. We have got to get out.
And I like how the threat evolves. It's like, okay, if we stay off of the ground, if we're on rock, we're safe. No, you're not safe because they'll just wait you out for days and then you're just going to die.
Yeah.
No, you got to keep moving. You got to get out of the situation. You can't just wait it out. They will fucking get you. So they get back into town going, well, what do we got to get out of here. By the time they make the realization that they need to leave, they're already there. He's like, these things are traveling and they're coming to here.
Yeah.
And sure enough, the fucking ground starts moving and it's on.
It'll suck that truck down.
Over there, surprise!
Jesus, here comes another one.
One, you know what? One thing I'll give this film: there's not 2 minutes where I'm bored.
No,
it's about a 100-minute long movie.
Yeah,
I am never bored. There's always something going on.
I agree.
You know,
100%.
But every shot, like this creature, it looks great. There's never one shot where they give it away, where you thought that's fake. My brain never gets to that point. Every shot of these snake tentacle things, even when they're retreating into the soil, or when they're lashing out to attack somebody, they look living, breathing, real.
There's a few hand puppet moments.
Yeah, but you know what? Looks good.
Turn it off!
But this movie is perfectly a roller coaster.
It's
right?
Relentless.
It is constantly up and down. This when you think you can take a moment to take a breath.
I got it.
Don't worry, it'll ratchet back up again. And sure enough, that stupid cooler goes off again. You can hear the compressor on it going, right? Rattling.
Watching Victor Wong get killed. I'm like, Egg Shen. Oh. It's Egg Shen. It's Professor Murdak, or whatever the fuck his name was, Prince of Darkness.
Well, what's great about that shot, too, is that up until now, we've all been terrified by the graboids almost getting people, right? They're, like, snaking
and
around.
And now you get to see the
latch on. Oh, two of them latch on, right? Two. Latch on, full strength.
He's got blood coming out of his nose, thrashing around. Victor Wong, man. This is the only film
he benefited, though. He was making money off of it, so, you know, he had to go.
Victor Wong dies in a film? That's not... Victor Wong... fucking took out, helped take out Lo Pan, and he survived the apocalyptic Prince of Darkness, and he dies by a fucking graboid in this film.
Yeah, because of his cooler.
Set up and payoff, Brian Stewart. Set up and payoff.
Pull it out from the wall, they're knocking all the cans over, and it's just making so much noise.
Spraying all over the place.
Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch!
That's, and you know it smells. It's stinky. So if you get killed by these things, it's stinky, Dad. Stinky.
Just off topic. This Caesar is 7% alcohol.
Are you okay, Pam?
Are you buzzed?
Your gin blossoms are showing.
Do you want another one?
Turn around again.
Yeah, you're like.
I know.
All the way.
Yeah, but she was picking weeds and she was in the wind all day.
I thought you were doing the old W.C. Fields there.
No, but this hit me quite hard.
Did you want another one?
No, I'm not even finished this one. Like, why am I getting all like?
She's flying.
I was like, why am I tipsy? This is 7%.
It's usually 4%.
Have some food.
Have some wasabi pants.
No. Anybody else?
Nestor. Nancy, get up on your roofs. They jump through the floor!
Yeah, Yep. The original plan was for one of them just to take off and go get help and come back, but that changes because the creatures are figuring out, hey, we can't get to these things because there's something in the way. So they start shaking the structures, right? Wait, these aren't rocks. We can move these. Maybe we can shake the food down like off an apple
tree.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Let's burrow the ground underneath it so that it sinks down and we can get to it, right?
And they get one, and that's, oh, now it's on. Yeah. Oh, well, shit.
Oh, we know how to do this now.
Bert, listen. We found out what's been killing people. Say over. Over.
Negative copy on that, Walter. Check your frequency. I'm on 22. Come back.
Bert, can you hear me now?
Over. Yeah, is that you? What you doing back already?
Hey, Bert, something real weird's going on over there. They're up on top of the roof.
I love Reba McEntire.
She's great.
As the gun-toting wife of Michael Gross.
I like everyone in this movie.
It's a shame that she never came back for the sequel.
Bert, they're under the ground. They're under the ground. They can dig like a son of a bitch. Big monster. Underground. Now get out. Hurry.
They could reenact that Gummer scene where the thing comes through the wall, except it would be Helen's wine cellar and she'd just be chucking wine bottles at
I him. Fucking love that
no,
scene.
No. She's so got their, good.
They got their, they're like World War III nuts, right? They got air filtration, they've got
5 years worth of food.
They've got bombs, they've got 5 years of food, they're out in the middle of fucking nowhere, they've got 16,000 guns and ammunition you could fucking carry.
That shot is so fuck. I laugh. Every time I see it, it's great. It's the way it's framed. When they start opening up on it, as it comes through the wall, but then they back up when they run out of ammo, and there's a wall of guns behind them.
And they just...
Yes.
He keeps upgrading his weaponry. He keeps upgrading his armament until he's like, fuck, and then he breaks the glass cage that's got the elephant gun. It's like a 4-gauge whatever. Oh.
And I'll tell you, Reba's...
Two rounds of that fucking thing
Reba's
took it out.
No wilting lily in this. When he gets wrapped up, she doesn't panic. She grabs the 12-gauge.
It's a riot gun. It's a riot gun 12-gauge. Fucking blows off the appendage that's got him.
She doesn't hesitate or think twice.
Nope.
She knows what to do.
She saved his fucking ass.
And then they go up on the roof. And then he's shooting into the ground. She's like, stop it. You're wasting the bullets.
And again,
he ignored his wife.
Into the wrong goddamn rec room, didn't you, you bastard? We killed it. You got that? We killed that mother humper. Come back.
Roger that, Bert, and congratulations. Be advised, however, there are two more mother humpers.
And then they decide when they figured out they're trying to take down all the buildings. I was like, well, one of us can't go for help. We'll all be dead by the time you get back. So now they have to switch gears again. So it's always about... So it's never easy, right? Just when you think there's a ray of hope, there's an added difficulty. And it's all about outthinking your opponent. It is like a chess game of survival here. Everybody keeps upping their game in a beautifully paced story.
Yes. And that's what... It keeps the story flowing. It evolves, right? And that's why you're never bored, because it evolves.
It almost feels like this movie was written backwards. You know, they knew exactly when the threat had to escalate and when. You know, like it perfectly built.
Val, you're gonna have to forget about the truck.
Yeah, we got you, Heather.
Oh, yeah, so they decide somebody will go get help, and it has to be the right truck, right? Because it needs real four-wheel drive to make it up the Jeep Trail.
Yes. You know?
And unfortunately, the creatures have just learned that, hey, they get around on these things, and so they start sabotaging all the trucks. Anything that has tires, right? that leaves that kind of weight and impression on the ground, they start taking all the tires out.
Yeah.
They're so smart.
Yeah. They did definitely get smarter as the film went by, but that's, you know, that's the plot, right? They're learning.
Oh, shit. We need a helicopter is what we need. Or a goddamn tank.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. The cat. Could we take the cat?
Oh, Jesus, it's slower than hell.
Yeah, but it weighs better than 30 tons. There's no way they could lift 30 tons. Could they? I mean...
But we can't all fit on the bulldozer.
Hell, that all fit my trailer.
Those tires are flat.
Doesn't matter. That cat can pull anything.
Well, all right. We just roll on out of here. We've got a plan.
Of course, that's a hell of a long walk.
When he makes a run for, when Kevin Bacon makes a run for the cat, the caterpillar, the bulldozer, and they figure out that he's not going to make it, they're coming for him. And they're like, stop, and he stops, and both of them are like on either side
his
of him.
Top
and they're
dancing around him.
Yeah, nice. The foot's going up as it's swinging for him. Like, I'm like, for me,
like he's footloose.
Oh. For me, that was the most dramatic part for me. I'm like,
Hey, what's that?
Damn it! What the hell are they doing?
I don't care what they're doing, as long as they're doing it way over there. Wait, look out!
Aren't you okay?
I'm okay.
Girl,
what happened?
What happened?
They dug a trap. I can't believe this.
And I like how they brought the caterpillar into it. It's like, they ain't taking this fucking shit down. Nothing. And so what do? They burrow a hole in its track so that it goes down and disables it. Genius.
So smart.
Genius.
Hungry? Eat this! Everybody go!
And I like how they were using the bombs as like over stimuli. Like there was so much concussion from the bombs that they repelled them.
Yeah, makes sense.
Temporarily repelled them.
Not the typical thing where you just expect to blow one up, right?
Well, I mean, any other seismic activity drew them, but these, there was so much concussion in the seismic activity that they were sensitive to it that they fleed from it for a moment.
Did you get one?
I don't know.
No, there's still two of them left. They're two different dust trails.
Sure made him think twice, though.
What the hell's in those things, Bert?
Few household chemicals in the proper proportion.
That's my favorite scene, when they were at the end, the first attempt to blow up, when they did the kind of like the lasso thing, when Fred Ward's character threw it, blew him up. It's fantastic. So the final one they're trying to do, they grabbed it, but instead of actually letting it bump, he spit it out into the pile of the rest of the explosives. So they basically had one left after everything, and it was a segue into... At the end, you know, Kevin Bacon's brilliant plan and stuff like that. So that was my favorite scene.
And part of that, when they successfully blew up the second last one, all the fucking orange gore flying at them and landing on them. Yep. And nobody gave a shit because they were all happy that it was dead.
Except for that idiot. That boy.
A big chunk hit Fred Ward, but he was all happy about it.
Right there, right in his
side. That sound, that Foley sound of that gore hitting the rock sounded like so good. It was a lot of great sound effects.
Like a wet mop flying hitting the ground, right.
I've done it!
This better be one hell of a great plan! Light it, man, light it!
Not yet! Come on, what are you waiting for?
Go! Come on! Too far, you throw behind him! Run, Val, run!
is why in the end Kevin Bacon throws it behind the creature to drive it forward, and so it can't tell where it's heading.
That's right. So it like it goes off behind him, so it's like, okay, I gotta go in the opposite direction of that.
And it doesn't hear them go off sideways because it's momentarily stunned.
And right? it's already in panic mode.
Yeah.
Can you fly, motherfucker?
Even when
Can you fly, Bobby?
Well, it just suddenly hit me, you know. Stampede. Now, the second we hit Bixby, we start making some phone calls. I mean, we could make some real money on this thing. We could get in People magazine.
People? Hell! National Geographic.
Yeah.
Oh, I miss Fred Ward already. I really do. After watching Remo Williams and then revisiting this one again.
I really should watch that again. That sounds like it'd be fun.
The Kevin Bacon he put on Twitter, so sad to hear about Fred Ward. When it came to battling underground worms, I couldn't have asked for a better partner. I always remember chatting about his love of Django Reinhardt and jazz guitar during our long hot days in the high desert. Rest in peace, Fred.
Oh.
And he put a picture of them from the end where they're standing by the truck. Mm-hmm.
That's what I like. Graboid! That's it! Graboid!
Jesus, Walter. We're gonna be sorry you don't give it a name.
Paul B. wants to score that. Be nice.
2.
No.
I knew it. Just, no, 7-5.
Come on, man, that's a great score. He's been bitching about this film all fucking night. He's going to give us 7-5.
7-5 means he enjoys it.
If we weren't all here, Brian Singer would fucking whip it out and fucking jerk one off at that point.
Oh, Trevor's...
Yeah, exactly.
It's a good movie.
No, it's not a horror film.
It is.
So, no...
I will get a swing at this fucking is.
Can I give my score first?
Well, you guys barked at me because I picked a not a horror film.
It isn't a horror film.
It is.
Why?
Because we don't know where these creatures come from, and they're not natural, and they're fucking eating people.
It's as much a horror as Jaws is. I gotta give it
that.
It's
more than Jaws is. We know where sharks come from.
If you say this ain't a horror film, then Jaws is a horror film.
These sharks are a natural occurrence. We don't know where the fuck these creatures come from. We don't know what they are. They're completely new. If this isn't a horror film, then neither is The Descent.
Explain how this is not a horror film.
Okay, let me take that back. It's not a scary horror film.
Okay, fine. Yeah.
Okay, not scary. Last time I saw it was 20, 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably not have to see it for another 20, 25 years.
If we last that long.
Well, I won't. I'm lucky last 20, 25 minutes, really. I don't hate it. I don't love it. It's just there.
7-5 is a pretty good score.
It's just there. It's not that stupid fucking witch movie.
Superstition?
I'll keep going back to that piece of shit. Our House or whatever the fuck. It's fine. Some good performances. Some good early 90s gore.
And all tactile effects pretty much in this one.
A couple scenes that aren't, but yeah.
Well, process shots, but of real miniatures.
So, yeah. It's okay.
Come on, Nancy. Let's don't get personal about this thing. But we got to do something.
Hell yes. We are completely cut off.
Let's just sit still.
We got the cliffs to the north, mountains to the east and the west.
Well, I'm scared now.
That's why Heather and me settled here in the first place. Geographic isolation.
Nude, you want to score this?
8.5.
Wow.
Oh.
8.5. Wow.
I
continue.
Like this movie. It's been a long time since I've seen it as well. And I remember enjoying it, but I surprised at how, I was on edge for a lot of the part of the movie. Like, it was, again, not scary, just it's like anticipation. Like
suspense.
You know, yeah.
There's some suspense.
Paul had said, it's not scary, but definitely a monster movie. I totally think it is a monster. It's the unknown. Good, actors, good cast, rest in peace, Fred Ward, but, no, it was so fun, and, again, it'd been years since I've seen it, I forgot the name of the town, or the city, whatever,
Perfection,
and I'm thinking, how interesting, how, it's like, perfection, but, like, there's, you know what I mean, it's like, holy,
hey, up until now,
but, yeah, it's good, I'm glad we did it, And, you know, I know Paul wasn't all gung-ho about it and stuff, but when we found out that Fred Ward had passed away, and then you and I discussed it, I'm like, yeah, we should do it, you know, but very clear, it was not Brian's idea. We're not doing it for Brian.
That's right. Brian gets a freebie on this one.
But I'm sure that Brian got the most enjoyment out of doing it.
Probably. I'll give you that.
I don't know. I really liked it.
What'd you give it? 8.5?
8.5.
Wow, that's big score.
And unlike Paul, I would probably see it again.
Yeah?
Like sooner than 20 years.
I don't believe this. The phone is dead. Walter, your phone is dead.
I didn't do it.
Nectar, what's happening?
Somebody killed old Fred.
Hey! What's going on?
Now look, Val, you gotta get the Bixby, and you gotta get the police up here, and you gotta step on it.
Consider it stepped on.
Brian Stewart?
This is going to be a complete dog soldier number for me, but it's a 10.
And wow. No,
it's
really?
It is. And I'll tell you why. You
okay.
Can balk all you want, but this one works for me.
Yeah, and it's
a personal favorite, and I understand that fun movies are going to affect people differently, and I understand that Paul won't enjoy it as much. I fucking love this movie. There's your soundbite, because I have seen it again and again and again. And it is always exhilarating. It is never boring. I have seen this movie easily 30 fucking times. I have come back to it at least 2 times a year to watch it with different people. And I'll throw it on at any time to watch it because it's exhilarating. I love these characters. These are characters doing everything they fucking can to survive. There isn't one moron in that group or somebody not trying to piece it together, not saying, what can we do?
The fucking retard kid.
Even he tried, you know, I don't know. You know, he tried to warn
his... He tried to do what? Piss everybody off?
You know what? I still think this was a town doing all they could against a ridiculous situation. That, I like I say, Fred Ward and Kevin Bacon, amazing chemistry. I rooted for everyone in this movie. And when they succeeded and survived, I took a real breath of relief. I cheered for their successes. And when things went wrong, I worried for them because I wanted them to live. They establish these characters quickly. I like all of them, and I want these people to make it to the other side. I want them to get to those rocks and make it. And when they do, I was almost on my feet the first time I saw this. There is a personal reason also why I love this movie, and it goes back to, I think I mentioned it in our 20th. This was one of the staples of my childhood. There was one of my only memories of my teen years that was, you know, memorable and fond and not embarrassing. Was a sleepover at my friend's. So my family had a group of friends, the Wilson brothers, and my brother and I were sleeping over at their place one night. Sadly, one of them has passed, and I have lost touch with the other two. But we were camping out in their backyard. It was, I believe, Scott's birthday, I want to say. And we were tenting in the backyard, and we came into the house to watch scary movies before going back out to the tent. And after watching Tremors, we went back out to the tent. We weren't in that tent 10 minutes before we all admitted we wanted to go back inside.
Because you were worried about something grabbing your ass in tent?
We wanted to go back to the house with a concrete basement, and none of us were willing to admit it. We were all just kind of beating around the bush until I can't remember who it was. We're like, do we want to go back inside and play Nintendo? Nintendo, yes, let's go play Nintendo. And we went back inside to go play Castlevania because we couldn't bear it. And in fact, the next morning, his parents got up and said, did you sleep inside? What the hell did we spend all that time putting that tent up for? But that movie, I'm as riveted now as I was when I saw it then in that backyard. And it is always good. It has never, ever faded. Not one little bit. And for that reason, it is a personal 10.
Shit! It's been waiting here all this time? I mean, how's it know we're still here?
Well, it's got no eyes, right? Sure as hell can't smell us underground. I say it's been listening.
Of course. It senses seismic vibration. It can hear every move we make, especially on this rock. It's a perfect conductor.
That means we're stuck. That pisses me off.
My score, you know what? I'm going to match your 7.5. Oh. I'm going to match your 7.5 and say that it's not a great film, but I think it is a good film. If you haven't seen the first Tremors, absolutely. There's like 8 of them now, you said?
Yep. And go watch all of them because they're all fucking amazing.
Listeners, this is what I will tell you. Watch the first one. If you haven't seen it, I mean, rest in peace, Fred Ward. He just passed away recently. He's been in a few things that I've really enjoyed. Remo Williams, this one specifically. And Kevin Bacon is always great, you know. And this film, you're never bored watching this movie. There's a lot of exhilaration. There's a bit of suspense. Is it a horror movie? Yes. Is it scary? No. It's a creature feature. It's an early 90s creature feature. It's a fun ride. watched the first one. I do remember watching the second one, and I remember it not being very good. So, and from what I've heard, it only gets worse from there, and they made six more after that. So we can only...
Plus a series.
There's a television series?
There was.
Wow.
It was option for 13 episodes. They only aired six.
If anybody wants to blame anyone for this particular franchise, if you want to call it that, to be watered down, you got to blame Michael Gross, because if it wasn't for him saying, yes, I'll come back for the next one, they wouldn't have done it.
It's the Christopher Lee thing, right? He only came back to the Dracula movies because he knew what it meant. Everyone being laid off.
Well, and he went on record a few times saying, you know, he didn't want to do any more Dracula films after the first one, but Hammer always gave him the sob story. Well, if you say no, then hundreds of people are out of work.
That's it.
But if, listeners, if you're in for a somewhat suspenseful, not very scary creature feature, which a bunch of tactile effects, characters that you love and hate, and we guarantee you... you'll never be bored? Then Tremors is for you?
Look, we arm ourselves, we set perimeters, we stand guard. Any of those snake things show up here, we make them extinct.
And there you have it, my friends, the conclusion of our 122nd show featuring Ron Underwood's Tremors from 1990, starring Kevin Bacon, Michael Gross, Reba McEntire, Victor Wong, and the recently departed Fred Ward. If you like westerns and have a love of high action with your horror, then you certainly want to check this one out. The seven films that came after the original, we cannot recommend. It's probably not as bad as the Amityville franchise yet, but I have a feeling it's getting close. For the world-famous Brian Stewart, the nefarious Paul B., and my wife, the lovely Nude, this is Cash Wampum saying thanks for listening and reminding you that there's a horror movie out there that's just going to scare the hell out of you, and we're going to help you find it right here at Horror 101, Educating Your Fears.
When did I bitch over the film?
When I was like, oh, we're doing Tremors, and you went, oh,
because I know this is Brian Stewart's fucking.
I enjoy something, so it brings
what the
you
fuck is you that? Remember that? You remember that part?
Oh, what
that's what he did. That's what he did in the chair when we said we were doing Tremors. Paul, please continue.
What the fuck was that?